Get strong.
Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights. Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. TNJ Ramsey, the host of the She Trucking Podcast, powered by CTR Media Network. And we are super duper excited to bring you today some of the best in the trucking industry to share and have healthy conversations about what's going on in the trucking and transportation industry from the perspective of the truck driver. So this show is exclusive for you. Today we have in the building, Avante K. Jackson, aka CDL Shorty. He is a dedicated husband of 5 months. So he is a newlywed lady. So step out. Let me stop. He's also a seasoned CDL trainer. He is a Class A CDL driver. He's a mentor and the proud owner of CDL Shorty D4D LLC. With all the experience that he have and all the and how passionate he is working and being within the trucking industry, we had to bring him on the She Trucking Podcast and also tell you a little bit something more about him as our interview go on. So without further ado, let's bring on Avante K. Jackson, aka CDL Shorty, in the building. Let's bring him on.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. That was an amazing introduction, by the way.
It's like this. I can't work with if you're not doing the stuff. You're doing the stuff, so I have something to work with. So it's a pleasure having you on the show today, and I can't wait until we be able to jump into this conversation, especially because you're a trucker. You're also a trainer, and you hear and see the things that's going on. I like to say behind the scenes, because you literally go to the trucking stations and all that, trucking stops, and you talk with the truckers. So with that being said, what made you decide to go into the trucking industry yourself? Because we have many people that support, but what made you say, I'm going to be a part of this industry, and I'm also going to help share the voices of truckers?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, it really kind of started as I was a little kid. My mother used to always tell this story. If you ever get a chance to meet her, she'll tell you that I used to say the weirdest thing. When I was two or three, I used to say that when I grow up, I was going to be a truck driver and I was going to deliver fish. I don't know where the fish part came from, but I used to say I was going to be a truck driver. And then, you know, as I grew up trying to look for a career path, I was working for CVS Pharmacy, trying to climb the corporate ladder, and just wasn't working out. So then I fell in love with trucking. My brother was doing it. My dad did it. My brother was doing it at the time. And I had a cousin that was doing it too. And I had got laid off from CVS Pharmacy, and my brother was running a load from Charlotte, North Carolina to Victoria, Texas. And he saw I was down in the dumps, and he was like, come jump in the truck and run this load with me. And when I did that, man, I got diesel in my blood and been in it ever since. And that was in
2015. Okay, so... But you had already been predestined to do trucking. You just had to go through the motions, because literally you've been saying this ever since you was two. So it had to come to fruition.
Yeah, like for real. My mom, like I said, if you ever get a chance to meet her one day, she will tell you. Like I used to say that. I don't know where the fish part came from, but she used to say I said I was going to drive trucks.
Well, you know, one thing that made me draw to you is your transparency in regards to trucking, your heart in regards to bringing out and also sharing the authentic voices of what's going on from the trucker's perspective, because we can hear things from different companies and different situations, but really the ones who are keeping everything going, and I have said this before and I'll say it again, we as a community, as a society, is leaning heavily on the backs of the truck drivers. And I am a strong advocate of truck drivers, because you guys do not get the flowers that you deserve. You're not getting the proper pay that you deserve, from my perspective. And it's a lot of things that I see, even though we do have a truck driving appreciation in September, I just feel like it should be more appreciation that's for the people that help us, people like myself, to have our life as we know it. I mean, everything is dependent upon the truck drivers. So how do you feel as a truck driver?
As a truck driver, I feel the same way that you feel. You know, I feel like we are underpaid and undervalued big time, especially in this new market with this new economy. That's part of the reason why I'm so passionate about truckers' pay, along with truckers' health, because I got my own separate health issues. But with truckers' pay, what really made me become passionate about it is because working at the CDL school and being hands-on with new drivers, you put your all into these students. And then when they graduate, get their CDL, and they go to these companies, they get their heart broken because they're not getting valuable pay. Man, you got some of these companies that are paying these students like they work at McDonald's. And then, like, I keep their number, I keep their contact information. I always try to stay in contact with them. You talk to them 6 months to a year from now, and I say a good 75, maybe 80% are not in it anymore. Somewhat because of truckers pay. And then another part of it is they found out this isn't what they wanted to do. But if truckers pay was up, then it might persuade them a little bit more to stay in the business.
Yes, I have been noticing on social media, and especially different YouTube channels lately, a lot of truckers have been, which has me concerned. It have me very concerned that a lot of truckers that I'm seeing, especially ones that have these big platforms, they're talking about they're going to leave trucking. And so I feel that now we should have this conversation, because we as a economy, as the United States in just general, we need the truckers. We also need a new generation to go into trucking, because what we're finding is that a lot of the truckers are now aging out, because you have ones that have been in the business for 20, 30 years, and now they're getting ready to retire. And so what people don't realize is that when we don't have anyone trucking, the life that we enjoy, the comforts that we enjoy, is going to cease to exist if it's not someone hauling this stuff. Hospitals, schools, businesses, everything, food, is dependent upon truck drivers. So what do you think we could do, or what needs to be done? I know we're talking about the pay, and I really, with the healthcare. So what can we do to keep more truckers in the driver's seat?
Yes, that's basically, you know, what I've been passionate about lately, as far as going to the truck stops, because I feel like the way that we can combat that is trucker, not just appreciation, but truck awareness. You know, you have people that sit high up in companies that don't know what it is to be an actual trucker. So if we can get those people to come out of those offices, get in a truck, ride and drive the truck, you know, then they can see, and then they can be more aware, like, hey, you guys really go through a lot. Let me start paying y'all a little bit more than what I've been paying y'all.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. And speaking of you being at truck stops and everything like that, and that's another thing. This man just don't say this. He is about this. He literally go to truck stops all over. Get, you know, I like to call it Trucker Voices or Trucker Chronicles. I know that. he don't call it that, but I was like, this is Trucker Chronicles, okay? He get news. And so what would you like like to do is just share a quick video showing a little bit of what you do and when you go to these trucking stops, because I feel that this episode, you guys, is really for all of you, all the truckers right now. So I hope you can honk your horns for those of you who are listening in, for those of you who are watching. Don't you watch
when we're
for you. So right now, bring that's the honk. So right now, show the video so that they can see what CDL Shorty actually does when he goes out to these various truck stops.
What's going on? It's your boy CDL Shorty. So I'm up here at the truck stop, just chilling, about to make a video, and ran into one of my students, man. Well, he wasn't really my student, but he went to the school that I was training at, and I just was talking to him when we met. But what, tell the people what you was telling me.
Oh, like, this man right here is the man. Like, we're just there chilling, having a great time. I was having a hard time doing my straight back. And this gentleman right here told me one thing. He said, chase the tire. Wherever you see that trailer swinging to, that's where you turn your steering. There's a learning to drive truck, man. Like, once he told me that, it sticks, and that's it, man. So from then, that's it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate you. Good to see you too, man. Very good. It was good to see him. We just noticed each other. He just ran up on me and was like, hey, I remember you. So, hey, always make a difference in somebody's life, all right?
Absolutely.
And speaking of you making a difference, we want to formally announce that Avante K. Jackson, but we call him CDL Shorty over here, represent for the trucking industry. He is officially a brand ambassador for She Trucking. So not only is he out doing things for himself, but he's also bringing that same love, that same energy, that same transparency, and also allowing to share your voices, not just on his platform, but also through She Trucking as our new brand ambassador. So welcome and thank you so much for taking the time to pour into our community. And something some people may think, oh, it's simple backing up a truck. No. I mean, in our community alone, we hear so many women like, how do I back? You know, that is one of the main things. So just you taking the time to explain to him, give him a little tip on how to back up, that alone could have made him or broke him in regards to whether or not he stayed into trucking or not. Because if you can't back a truck, you can't drive the truck. So so thank you for taking the time. So let's jump back into the pay, because I know it's a great difference between pay for truckers years ago, if we go back 10, 15 years, versus what truckers are getting paid now. And many people feel like, okay, this person get paid this person get paid that. It don't matter if this person get paid this amount of money or this group of people. But the irony of it is, if one person is set a low pay rate, that could become the synapses of everyone getting low pay. So it's not really about one person. It's about the collective. And so that's why we keep saying, don't accept the low rates. Don't accept the low pay, because it's more than just about you. It's about everyone's lives around this transportation chain. So do you feel like that's one of the problems that we're having with not having the right type of pay for our truck drivers?
So that is a fully loaded question. I'm going to break it down if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. So with that is, first of all, if you're a company driver, we have a rule in the industry that says a good dispatcher will make you or break you. Not only a good dispatcher, but a very good work ethic. So let's say if you got a very good dispatcher, but you're a driver that has a very poor work ethic. And I hold my students accountable too, because when I talk to them after they graduate and they tell me about their pay, one of the first things I always ask them is, well, how many miles are you running? And then they'll tell me, and if it's good, I'll be like, okay. If it's not good, I'll be like, and then I'll say, well, what's your work ethic like? Or do you have what we call a drive day, which means you shut them doors and you just concentrate on driving all day? Because if you're stopping every 5, 10, 30 minutes, you're not getting, you're not going to get good pay, because you're not getting good miles. Your dispatcher has to be able to rely on you. Also, that could go into pay. Also, with that being said, if you got a dispatcher that's not a good dispatcher, that can go into pay. So it's different variables that go into low pay. But for the majority of it, you have people out there that are doing right, that are working hard and coming home with $750, $800 paychecks. That's just not right. You know, about the off-duty pay, you know, there's people that, you know, get detention pay and stuff like that. At these shippers, the shippers, they got 2 hours to get you in and out. If they don't get you in and out within 2 hours, then it goes on to detention pay, you know, but the detention pay is like $25, maybe $30 an hour. So, you know, that can go into low driver pay as well. And then I also talk a lot about, I've caught a lot of flack for this, but at the end of the day, like I tell everybody, I cannot sell my soul because at the end of the day, I'm a driver and I'm for the drivers. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, box trucks, you know, you got to think, and I've talked to some drivers at the truck stop about this on my YouTube channel. I made a whole video about it. You got to think, a few years ago, maybe let's say 10 years ago, the box truck game wasn't booming and popping like it is now. So mm-hmm. you got to ask yourself, why is it? Well, there's two reasons. Number one, mega carriers are not paying well. So guess what? Everybody's going to go get a box truck to start their own LLC so they can cut the middleman out. That's number one. Then number two, you have these shippers that are mad at the truckers and don't want to pay us. So they'll take that full load that's supposed to go on the 18-wheeler and they'll chop it in half and they'll give it to the box trucks. And the box trucks think that they're actually making good money because they spend less fuel. But when you actually look at it, they're not making good money. So they actually drive the 18-wheeler rates down. Mm. So, you know, I just try to bring more transparency. And there's a lot of truck drivers out there that feel, you know, how I feel. I just like to bring it to the forefront because that is part of the reason why we keep getting cheap freight. As well as brokers. Brokers are taking 40% off the top for doing nothing. But you have us truckers out there that will accept it. Like for years, orange juice coming out of Florida has been cheap for years. And we keep taking it and the brokers keep giving it to us because they know that we'll take the orange juice just to get out of Florida for the fuel. We need to stop that.
You're right. That's a loaded question in two parts. So I thank you for taking the time to break that down because it's more than one side or you know, it's like it's two sides to a coin. It's two sides to the story. But breaking it down now, I understand it a whole lot better because if you're constantly stopping, then the miles is going to be looking funny. And so that's why your money is looking funny because your miles look funny. We had to take into all those variables. But with that being said, I just saw where the comment popped up from one of our supporters and sponsors, which is Nate Johnson. So thank you, Nate, for tuning in today. He actually supports She Trucking in so many ways as an advisor and gives so much valuable insight. Make sure to check out his show, Driving Forward Podcast.
Yes.
Go ahead and listen to that. That's another great place to get some good trucking, transportation news, what's going on within the industry.
Yes, it is. Not to cut you off, but Mr. Johnson is a very, very humble, loving guy. I love his channel, his podcast. And, you know, with my health situation, he takes it upon himself to go out of his way to, he'll call me and text me and check on me. So, Mr. Johnson, thank you so much.
Yes, he's so sweet because he is like an avid supporter of She Trucking. And so we're so, so grateful for his support. And so we're grateful for everybody that support. And speaking of, we also have a platinum sponsor for this podcast, Taft's Factoring. So thank you to Taft's Factoring for being a platinum sponsor for the She Trucking podcast. So make sure to check them out if you are a company looking for someone to do factoring for you. So thank you. Make sure to check them out at www.tafs.com. calm. And so now we're going to get back into the conversation in regards to the truck. We was talking about the pay. And then you was giving some factors that can determine whether or not they receive the proper pay or not, because it's not only the trucking companies, but the drivers have some responsibilities as well. And so if they do their part and they're still not getting paid right, then that's a problem. That's mm-hmm. a problem if they're driving. So that's when the problem. So let's talk a little bit about drivers. Do you feel that they should get paid for off duty pay? Do you feel like they should pay for that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do, because this is the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. You're away from your house every single day. Mm-hmm. What's the old saying? If your wheels ain't turning, you ain't earning. So, you know, it costs a lot to not only be off duty, to take your 10-hour sleep break at a truck stop. Okay. This is why I say I believe in it, because to take your 10-hour sleep break at a truck stop, every truck stop in America now has at least the minimum 50 reserved parking spots, will cost between $15 to $20 to park there for one night. So let's say if you spend on your 10-hour break, let's say if you spend $15 for a reserved parking spot, you out $15. Then you spend another $10 to go eat. Then let's say if you don't have any shower credits on your card, now you spend another $17 for a shower. Then you got to do laundry. Now you spent another $10. By the time you wake up the next morning and you just spent one night at a truck stop, you already spent almost $40 to $50. And you're off duty the whole time. Mm. So, yes. And then another reason why truckers' health is down is because A bag of candy will cost $2.99 in a truck stop, but a bag of fruit will cost $7.99. So that's why I believe, yes, we should get paid for off-duty time. That whole time we're out on the road, we should get paid.
I agree with you. And when you break it down like that, you can see why. And the price of health. Because when you think about it, it's $2.99, if you're already not getting paid properly, he said, always, brother. So when you think about not getting proper pay, and then you have to, then maybe you have a family that you have to take care of. And even if, say, for example, even if you don't have a family, any children or a significant other, you still have to take care of yourself. So you have bills and different things that you have to pay. And so if you have to pick between, if you're watching your money and you have to pick between the $2.99 and the $7.99, logically we know we need to do the $7.99, we need the fruit. But if you don't have enough to scratch to make it to that point, then 9 times out of 10 the person gonna do the $2.99. And that is creating a lot of the health problems that our truckers are facing, because they're driving these extensively long hours, not having access to healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables. And some people just, let's keep it real, don't know how to cook on this on the road. So they need to have access at these. Now, I must admit, trucking stops have some of the best pizza I have ever tasted, the best hot dogs I have ever tasted in my life. When I go out and travel, I look for a truck stop if I'm, you know, to go get some food.
Right, right.
Now, with that being said, it's not always the healthiest, but if you want a good pizza, you can go to that truck stop. But think about you doing and you're driving day in and day out, and that is your regular food schedule. Think about all that sitting down, that pain on your back from all that bouncing around, which tearing up your spine, by the way.
Yeah.
And you don't have access to food to regenerate, healthy food to regenerate at a good price. So let's go in and talk about, because this is a big problem with the truckers. What are some things that these truck stops, as people, we can do to kind of help with that and them having access to quality healthcare while they're on the road? Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I do know that right along I-10, like that little stretch from Baton Rouge all the way to Houston, they do have some trucker minute clinics and stuff at the truck stops. I did notice that when I was out there. But still, it's like if they want us to get a medical card, right? Mm-hmm. When we get the medical card, them things cost $90 to $100 a pop. I mean, you want us to get a medical card, take our health seriously, but then you give us bad food options. So with that being said, I think that we need to get together with the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and, you know, like, see who's putting these McDonald's and Subways and all these restaurants in here and see if we can get some healthy restaurants in there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. One good thing, we have a good partnership with My Garden and Doc. They actually have access to telehealth community, telehealth. Which means that a trucker can actually go in and call. And it's like $27 a month. For those of you who want to know more about it, you just go to shetrucking.com and click the business advisory. You'll be able to get prescriptions. You can be able to check in. You do not have to drive being sick anymore. And that is $27 per month. That includes your entire household. So make sure to go check out My Guardian Doc today. They have an extensive array of services, and they even, this is what I like about My Guardian Doc, is that they actually have a piece that addresses your mental health, because one talks about the mental health of the trucker. I mean, it's not easy being away from your family at long stints of time. That's a lot of time by yourself.
Yes. Yes.
That's a lot of time by yourself. No matter how amazingly awesome you is, that's a lot of time.
And right.
So they have that mental health facet, which is so important. And you guys, I also want to give a shout out to Loyalty Logistics. Make sure to check them out, because they are actually supporting She Trucking as well. So Loyalty Logistics, hashtag why loyal, because they loyal. Check them out. Check them out today. With all that being said, so we talked about the health. We talked about healthy food options, and that we probably going to have to just do some things to advocate going to the top of the food chain and come on down, so that people can actually have these resources and have at least have options that are not going to break the bank at the end of the day. So for many people who watch, and we have people who's watching who want to start trucking, and they're curious about how do they get a CDL. So is it easy for a person to get a CDL? Because we have a lot of people out here, we probably get on this later. Some people out here, I call them Instagram fantasy drivers.
Yes, Lord, yes.
They do that. They're fantasy football. They fantasy trucking.
Yes.
We're talking about real CDL. So how would a person who want to be get a real CDL, be a real driver, not just this social media stuff, how would they go about getting a CDL?
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for asking me that. Well, there's a couple of ways. Number one, and first and foremost, you have to have not a clean driving record, but you can't have any tickets or anything on your regular license when you first start off. Then after that, you can either call a major carrier like Swift, Snyder, people like that, Stevens. That's how I got into trucking. I called Swift and they paid for me back in 2015 to get into trucking. But you can call them, sign a contract. They'll pay for it, all of that. Only thing is you have to say that you'll work for them for 2 years to pay that contract off. That's one way you can get into it. Another way is you can pay cash. I think it's like the cheapest one is like $3,900. You can pay cash or you can finance. You can finance through a credit union, or if that school has financing, you can finance through them. Or your state, whichever state you live in, you have WIOA programs. You have NC Works, which is in North Carolina, which is a workforce program, unemployment. And also a lot of people don't know, which I wish they would advertise more of this too, but Goodwill will actually pay for a lot of people to get their CDLs as well through their career center. So there are many different avenues that a person can take to get a CDL. And once you take one of those avenues, make sure you do your research and pick the right trucking school for you, because most of them, if not the majority of them, are nasty. They don't have the proper equipment. They want you to do pre-trips on crappy equipment that wouldn't even pass a pre-trip. If you sign up and pay extra for the manual, Nine times out of 10, that manual will break down on you while you're in school, and then they'll throw you in the automatic. And then if you graduate with the automatic, then you have an automatic restriction on your license, which then would say that you can only drive automatic trucks. So if you spent extra money, you want to go to a school that's actually going to take you seriously and that's not going to play with your time and play with your money.
We have a question. How do you get Goodwill to help out?
Just go to the Career Center. You go to the Career Center and you, you know, you will sign up for different careers and ask them about a CDL program. And nine times out of 10, they have that. They don't advertise it, which I don't know why, but they have that because Goodwill has their own trucks, their own 18 wheelers that they ship stuff from distribution to distribution. I just don't know why they don't do more advertisement on that, but they definitely have it. So all you got to do is just ask them.
What about the WIOA program?
WIOA is like workforce. It's like workforce / unemployment. So with them, a lot of people, if you go between January and March of every year, that's when the government gives them free money. And you'll go to them, you'll get a free voucher. Now with that, you have to say that you're either unemployed or you make under a certain amount of money. And then once they run your background and everything, and if you meet their qualifications, they'll give you a free voucher to go to CDL school.
See, you guys, you learn something new every day if you didn't already know that. So thank you so much for sharing. And you know what? I see Goodwill trucks on the road all the time. I never even really thought about it. Mm-hmm. It seems like they should have a little commercial somewhere, but they don't.
Right, they don't.
That's why we have CDL Shorty. I told you he's the Trucker Chronicles. He had the room.
Yeah, and one reason I can speak about the Goodwills, I've had two students that came from them. So I didn't know it until I met the students. And then one of the students, it was a female. And she was like, yeah, I came from Goodwill. And I was like, what? And then she started telling me about it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to look into it. And then about 3 months after that, they sent another student. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, Goodwill's got something going on. I don't know why they don't talk about it, though.
So speaking of that, people saying, what are you talking about with these students? These students, you kept saying okay. Students. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about the training that you provide for individuals, because we have so many new truckers. Do you teach your truckers or your students that's with your training how to back up and all the good stuff? What all do you train them with?
Okay, so this will go back to what I was talking about as far as how to get a CDL and picking the right school for you. So one thing about me is I'm different, and I pride myself on being different. When I first got into teaching in 2021, I realized that it's a very lack of respect between the actual student and the school that's supposed to be providing a business for the student. Some of the trucking schools I've been at has really been a very lack of respect. So what I've done was I went ahead and took it upon myself to go above and beyond. I treat the students like they're adults. You know, sometimes you go to a trucking school and they don't treat the students like they're adults. They treat them like they're little kids, little babies. And I don't like that. Then I go above and beyond. I not only teach them the pre-trip and drill it in their head, because when you go to trucking school, there's three sections. You got the pre-trip, you got the backing, and then you got the road test. After that, you get your CDL and you're on your road to success. But within those three, they don't teach you anything else. So I teach the students how to fill up the truck. You know, a lot of students will come to CDL school and they don't know that a truck has two tanks on it. So I teach them how to fill up the truck. I'll take them to a weigh station, a real DOT weigh station, and DOT doesn't bother trucking schools. So I'll take them to a weigh station, and a weigh station has two scales. DOT will let me get on the scale in the back, and I put them on the scale and I'll stop and I'll say, hey, this is what DOT is looking for. This is the weight that's on your steers, 12, 34, 34. You know, they'll ask questions and stuff like that. Then I show them how to slide the tandems. Trucking schools don't do that. Then I'll show them, I'll take them inside the truck stop and show them the showers. I'll show them the laundry room. I show them what it's really like to be a trucker. Then I'll take them to a truck stop scale, a CAT scale. I put them on that, and out of my own pocket, I will pay for a scale ticket, and then I will break it down and show them this is what you need to do and how you need to get a scale ticket. On your scale ticket, this is what you need to look for. Also, get your Loves card. Activate it. Every time you get 50 gallons of fuel, you get a free shower. You know, in the pre-trip, truck driving schools like to talk about you must drain your air tanks daily. They talk about it, but they don't show the students. I go up under the truck and I show the students, hey, this is what your air tanks look like. Pull that. I'll have the student, hey, pull that little nozzle right there. I did it to one of my female students, and it actually the air hit her in the face and she got scared. But she got that real world training. And last but not least, I'll take them to an actual truck stop. And this is what really got me a lot of respect amongst truckers. They see a CDL school pull into a truck stop, and you have an instructor that's out there teaching these students and letting these students back up between real trucks. When real truckers saw me do that, and we're holding up traffic and everything, but when real truckers saw me do that, I literally had about three or four of them, each time I do it, come up to me and they'll shake my hand and they'll tell me that I'm doing it the right way. And they'll give the credit to the school because they see the school's name. Because at the end of the day, you not only learn how to back at the truck stop, but it gets real whenever you get that CDL and you graduate. So I just take pride in what I do.
Yes. And so that's what I love, your approach. I say those real life skills that they're going to need in order to be a successful truck driver. It's some things that a book can't teach you. You have to have real life experience. And I know that many truckers wish they had that, because you're going to have to learn it one way or another. But it's better to learn it when you are just a rookie versus you're out on the road by yourself and have to figure it all out. And so that is something that's going to help them in the long run. So do you have any tips that you would give for new drivers? Because we have some new drivers that's coming into the field now. So what are some tips that you can give them?
Okay, so my tips that I tell a lot of people is, first and foremost, go OTR. Go OTR. A lot of people don't like to hear that because they're looking for that home daily position, that local position. A lot of mega carriers have made it easy for local positions now that pay great, but local positions, it's a lot of work with local positions. So I tell them to go OTR. And what OTR is it's called over the road. And over the road, which means you'll touch all of the lower 48 states. If you have a passport, you can cross the border. And what a lot of students don't know is most of these companies out here will pay you extra to cross the border to deliver freight to Mexico or Canada. So I tell them to go over the road because you not only get your experience, but you need to learn how to drive in inclement weather. You need to learn how to drive in the snow, in the mountains. You need to learn how to drive out in Phoenix, Arizona, in the desert when it's 110, 120. You got to make sure your truck doesn't overheat. You need to learn how to drive through a monsoon. A monsoon is a dust storm that only happens out in Arizona. You need to learn how to drive in the Northeast when it's very tight in Boston, New York, New Jersey, you know, stuff like that. What I've noticed, touching back on what you were saying about the Instagram truckers, is trucking has gotten very lazy to where a lot of people have made it easy to stay within one state. I follow a couple of people on Instagram, and I found out just recently that they only truck in Florida and in South Carolina. They don't go out of Florida. They don't go out of South Carolina. And I'm like, how does that happen? But okay. And then I tell them after that, go regional. I did a year and 2 months OTR with Swift. Then after that, I left Swift and I did 4 years regional, Midwest. And regional is within a certain amount of states. So I did all of Texas, all of Oklahoma, all of Louisiana, all of New Mexico. It was only supposed to be four states, but every once in a while they'll run me up to like Illinois or Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, every once in a while. But I did that and it got me home every weekend and I was making roughly $1,100 to $1,200. And that was good money for me at the time. But then as I started talking to my brothers and my family and everything, they were telling me like, for what you're doing, you should be making at least 18. Mm-hmm. So that's when I decided to take another route. But I tell a lot of them, go get your experience, you know, learn how to become a real trucker, learn the industry. Don't do lease purchase, you know, don't jump out there like that. Learn the industry first and then go and buy your own truck. Don't do lease purchase because a lot of companies don't tell you about that big balloon payment at the end. And they want that truck note every single Friday. If you go to an actual bank or finance company, they want that truck note once a month. So, yeah, that's my tip. And always, you know, try to eat healthy, cook on the truck, you know, things like that. Find safe parking, things like that.
Well, just that tip alone, because the hot question in the industry is you hear some of these people, I call them, like I said, the Instagram drivers, they tell you, go buy a truck right now. This is the time to buy a truck. When everybody who's really in the industry knows, this is not the time to buy no truck.
Nope, freight's still low, diesel's still high.
Let's break down why this is really not a good idea to buy a truck in our current economy. Not saying in the future it might be different, but we're talking right now to now. Why would you say it's not a good time to purchase a truck?
Well, there's many factors. This economy is terrible right now. Not only that, but you got freight is low, diesel is high right now. Plus insurance alone. That's why me as an instructor and other instructors tell students, go get your experience. Go get 6 months to a year of experience, because with you being a new driver, you're going to pay $3,100 to $3,500 in insurance alone. Mm. So you're basically going to be running freight up and down the road as a slave. So
pay for that truck.
yeah, definitely. So you want to have a CDL before getting insurance. You know, you want to have that experience under your belt before getting the insurance. So, you know, those are my tips, because, yeah, it's just not a good time, because unless you can find dedicated freight or military freight, it's not really going to be a lot of money out here right now. And plus a little bit of money that you might get. Guess what? You got brokers out here now that you got to look out for, because they're taking 40% off the top. Off the top for doing nothing, for finding you a load. They're taking 40.
Wow. And so for everyone who's been asking that question, he is a real truck driver. He's out speaking. He's not only a truck driver, but he also is a trucker instructor. He goes out in the field on a regular basis, so he knows what he's talking about. I know many times we can get so caught up in what we see on social media, and you feel like because you have this vision, this dream to do XYZ, understand that, because we all do. We have these aspirations, but you want to be wise with your money right now. So for those that really want to make an impact and also be wise with your money, this is not the time to purchase a truck. It may change in the future, but hey, follow CDL Shorty and look at his videos on YouTube. He the chronicles for the truck. And I want to give a shout out to all the real CDL instructors and trainers and all the CDL schools who are really working hard to try to combat all of this misinformation and misknowledge that's going out today, because social media can be good, but also it can be a two-edged sword, because you have people who are really giving how it is. And that's why I back and pull for She Trucking. Give it to you like it is. But then you also have the other side that you need more information. They give you bits and pieces so you can never get a full story on how to do X, Y, and Z. Or they're not being totally transparent on how they really make their money.
Yes.
And so many people I have heard losing their homes because they put a second mortgage out in order to do this and that. And yes, they're homeless for reasons that they shouldn't be. So I want you to, do you have, because I really think highly of your recommendations, make sure you tell everybody about what you do, your school, with your training. But do you have any other CDL schools that you would like to mention that's really, you know, up to par, where people can go to and get an education? Because I know they can get it from you, but is there any anymore?
Well, I mean, there's a few, you know, out of North Carolina. One called CL Driving School in Indian mm-hmm. Trail, North Carolina. There's another one that just started up called R&K Training Academy in Gastonia, North Carolina. There's one called Three Rivers out of Georgia with Miss Michelle. Those are really the only three that I'm really aware of. I have students, or not students, but I have just regular people that will hit me up on my YouTube page and tell me about other trucking schools. One reason why I'm so hesitant to really mm-hmm. shout out a lot of schools, because the same schools that, or the same thing that I'm talking about as far as schools taking your money, not taking pride in a student, equipment's being nasty and broken down. So I've noticed that there's a lot of them out there. So that's why I don't really shout out a lot of schools, you know, because I just want people to do their research. And I tell everybody, if those schools, if the equipment is nasty, if they're not going to take time, you know, to teach you extra things, if they're if the instructor's always bragging about going home early and all that stuff, I tell students, stay away from, you know, you don't have to spend your money with that school, because for years these schools have been getting away with bad practices, bad training. You know, V Lee on YouTube, she put a trucking school out. And it's in Austell, Georgia. I'm not going to say the name, but she put them on blast because she went back to get her manuals and she opened the truck door and the truck door almost fell apart. It was nasty. It was held on by duct tape. And then the whole stick shift that you're supposed to learn how to shift on, the top of it was broken. So it's literally just a stick right there.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is a top trucking school in Atlanta. Like, they got a 5-star review. And I'm just like, how?
Mm-mm.
How? And one of the things I've learned with these 5-star reviews is there are people that's out there that will pay a company for fake reviews. So you have to be aware of that, too. Yeah, fake reviews. Yeah, it's a thing. Look it up. It's a thing.
No, I believe you, but duh. Like, really, people, we're talking, this is like serious business. I mean,
yes,
being on the road, being a truck driver is not something that should ever be faked, because people's lives are at jeopardy every time a truck come on the road, and vice versa. Every time a truck driver go on the road, they have to watch out for all the pedestrians who like to get in front of, let me just say this right here real quick. Please, people, if you're driving a regular vehicle, stop getting in front of trucks. Driving slow and stopping on your brakes.
Yeah, it takes a football field to stop that truck.
Yeah. So listen, they can't stop on the dime like we can do with a regular Jeep or truck, or I mean a regular truck, or, you know, a regular people truck, not the old 18-wheeler.
Yes.
Or a car. So make sure that you give them the respect, the truck drivers, the respect on the road, because they're doing their job. Let them do their job without us getting all in. So if you see an 18-wheeler, respect them, give them enough room. You see them trying to turn in on the street, back up. Let them get yes. Like, don't yes. sit there and say, I wish they would hit me. No, back up your car and let yeah. them get in, because they can be holding some life-saving equipment, food, or whatever. And due to you not want to back up can cause a holdup, because trust and believe, if your family member needs something, life and death, and it's on the back of a truck, you will want them, you will want to move out of the way.
You know, Miss Tina, I'm glad that you said that because I would like to capitalize on that. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't go out of our way to be bad people. You know, us as truckers, we're the same people like you. We go home to our families. We like to tuck our kids in bed at night and stuff like that. So we don't go out of our way to be bad people, but society has made us look like we're bad people. And let me expand on that. I used to run the I-10 corridor a lot down in Louisiana and Texas. And if you're on the I-10 corridor, man, you'll look up and you'll see big billboards of insurance companies advertising, hey, if you've been hit by a truck, call us. We'll get you the biggest payday, blah, blah, blah. And it's this one guy called the Texas Hammer, and he's been killing truck drivers for years. And that's actually his brand. They go out of their way to look for truck drivers as doing bad. So that's another reason why I took it upon myself and God gave me this blessing to fight for actual truckers, because every which way you look, we don't get enough credit. We're always blamed for stuff, and mm-hmm. it's just not right, and it's not fair.
No, it's not fair. And that's why we putting it on blast today. You don't got to say it. I'm going to say it because I'm sick and tired.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the truckers that keep this world going, even down to the military, because the truckers have to haul the ammunition, all the different things. So with that being said, what are just so people who are not a truck driver, who are not in support of or don't know anything about the trucking industry, what are some things that truckers haul so that they can get it in layman's terms, so they can understand how essential truck drivers are to our life?
Okay, that's a good question as well. So to put it in layman's terms, we haul everything from your clothes that you get from Walmart, your groceries you get from Walmart. Man, the weirdest load I've ever picked up was my rookie year when I was working for Swift, and they sent me a load and just sent me directions. They didn't send me anything else. They sent me coordinates. I put my coordinates on my GPS, and it was out in the middle of a field in Arizona. And I had a drive-in trailer at the time, and they packed that drive-in trailer with hay that you put on the ground, hay that horses eat. And it was actually going to a distribution center. They was actually going to measure it out, put it in bales, and they was going to ship it out to the local Home Depots. Mm-hmm. So we carry everything from hay, your grass products, your field products, your housing products, your cleaning products, clothes that you got on your back. Everything from food, nutrition, hospital equipment, everything. Truckers carry cars. You got car haulers out there. So that brand new car that somebody might be driving that's watching this, guess what? It came off of a truck. It had to get transported from the factory to where you bought it from. It came off of a truck.
So you guys, with all that being said, please show some love to our truckers, okay? And show respect to them when you're on the road. Don't be trying to drive in front of them and slow down, because trucks can't stop on a dime like a regular vehicle can. If you see that they need to come into a park and they turning, you know they have to go out. Make sure you back up. If you can back up, show some respect. Because literally everything that we have, from our food to our equipment to businesses that we run to educational books to medical supplies to animal things, because I always got these fur babies now. Listen, everything that we need, cell phones, it comes on the back of some truck, some haul. So keep that in mind the next time that you see a trucker and they're away from their families in order to help us have the life that we want to have. And they sacrifice for us every single day. We thank our military for everything that they're doing, but we need to make sure that we give the same respect that we give for our men in uniforms. We need to give the same respect for the ones that's driving these trucks, okay? Because literally, they keep the world turning around, and that goes from the higher level all the way to the bottom. And if you don't get anything from this, all my truckers that's watching and listening, we appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you're doing, the sacrifices that you make on a day-to-day basis, the choices that you have to make. We greatly appreciate everything.
Yes, yes. A lot of people like, they like Drake. They like Beyonce. They like Toby Keith. All those, when your favorite artists go on tour, guess who's carrying that stage for them to perform on? It comes off of a truck.
Exactly. So you won't be having your Beyonce and your Usher and your Usher.
That's right.
If you went for that truck, y'all would have a good old Super Bowl watching Alicia Keys round it up on Usher. Then everybody got out a little for you.
That's right. It came off a truck.
And so what we want to talk about a little bit more for the, well, we already talked about that, but I want to just talk a little bit more about driver safety because, yeah, we laughed a little bit right now. We're going to get back on some driver safety. So driver safety, the inspections, levels, and the importance of the pre-trip, because some people may not be doing their pre-trips. So let's talk about why they need to be doing this. Why is this important? And these safety inspections, why they're so important for truck drivers.
So, you know how earlier in the interview I said that I always keep in touch with my old students?
Mm-hmm.
I just spoke with one of my old students probably about 2 days ago and just checked on him, see how he was doing. And he actually told me a real sad story that he's not in trucking anymore. And I asked him why. And one of the things he told me was, see, once you graduate CDL school and you go to these mega carriers, they put you with a trainer. You stay with the trainer for about a month or two, you know, and the trainer teaches you the ropes because after CDL school, you still have a lot to learn about trucking. So that trainer is responsible for teaching you the ropes, teaching you how it goes, all of that. So you have to do your pre-trip every single day. I mean, I don't care if it's cold, rainy, you just got to do it. When I was out there, I sucked it up and I did it. This trainer that he was with wasn't doing a pre-trip. And the days that he did do the pre-trip, he was only skimming over it. So one day here recently, my student and the trainer actually was rolling down the road and the mechanism that hooks the kingpin and the locking jaws to the trailer, they're supposed to hook around like that so that trailer doesn't come off of that tractor. Well, those springs and those locking jaws can go bad and they have to be changed every so often. That's a lot of things that people don't know if you're not a mechanic. I had to learn that on the road myself. But they can go bad often. And when they go bad, when you go to hook up to a trailer, let me see. Yeah. When you go to hook up to a trailer, these locking jaws won't latch. They won't latch. So they went to hook up to their trailer and it didn't latch. So they thought that it did because they didn't do an actual pre-trip inspection that day. They, thank God, they made it all the way to their destination and that trailer didn't come off. But when they made it to the destination to back up, it came off right in the parking lot. And my old student told me that their company let him go. They let him go. They didn't let the trainer go. They let him go because the trainer blamed it on him. Now, how does that happen when you're the trainer? You're supposed to be teaching the student an actual pre-trip. So that's how important pre-trips are, because if that trailer would have came off while they were on the highway, that trailer could have killed a family. It could have killed someone. And that's how detrimental an actual pre-trip inspection is.
Wow. I love the way you speak. You speak in illustrations. So remind me of Jesus in a little bit, because he spoke and he said, without an illustration, he will not speak to the people, because it actually helped us be able to have a visual picture of what is going on. And so when you did that demonstration, people who don't have any knowledge about trucking, they will be able to understand that. And so for those of you who are trucking now, please do your pre-trip. Yes. Because it can make a difference, not only dealing with your livelihood of being able to keep your job, but most importantly, you don't want to have blood on your hands for being careless and someone loses their life, including yourself.
Right.
Including yourself. So this is the importance of safety. And thank you for that illustration. Is there anything else you would like to say? Because if not, I have some things that I would like to say. And I would like to thank you for being on the She Trucking podcast today.
No, I just want to thank you guys for having me. I'm very passionate, and I wish the best for everyone out there that's listening. And, you know, if you're going to do a job, just do it right. You know, Kobe Bryant had a saying once, and I actually watched this morning. He said one of the reasons why he was so great, and a lot of people thought that he was closed off and everything, is because he didn't like to work with a lot of lazy people. And he saw people that were on his team that were coming to the gym late and they would leave early. And then a lot of people will say, well, why you don't pass us the ball? And Kobe was like, nah, bro. I just witnessed you come in the gym yesterday late as hell and you left early. And you think I'm going to trust you with a last second shot? So your work ethic is everything in life. If you don't take pride in something, get out of that industry and find something that you take pride in and that you love.
Wow. That's some great. So thank you, CDL Shorty, for allowing us some time and also giving so many great tips for the rookie driver ones who's just beginning, and even for ones who maybe been in the game a long time, but they just got lackadaisious. Maybe they're saying, oh, I've been doing this for 10, 20 years. I already know I don't need to do a pre-check into so many miles. No, you need to be doing it on the regular.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you for sharing all the information. Thank you for also being so hands-on as a CDL trainer, taking your students out with that real life application, letting them see, letting them do, letting them feel so that they can be better effective drivers on the road. And that goes along with making sure that the safety is good, because if you have a driver that is well equipped, they will be safe. And so thank you for everything you're doing. And thank you for taking the time for, I call you the Trucking Chronicles. I know. That's who I call you. For taking the time to go out to the trucking stops and actually sharing the voices of our drivers, men and women, that are doing it every single day and sacrificing on behalf of all of us, including yourself, sacrificing as well. So thank you. Thank you so much. And we're so happy, everyone, to announce that CDL Shorty is now one of our new brand ambassadors. So this is not the first nor the last time you will be seeing him. So if you love this episode, which I know you did, you'll be seeing some more of him and content coming very, very soon. So stay tuned for all of that. Thank you so much for being a featured guest.
Thank you guys for having me.
It was really our pleasure. So we would like to give a special thank you. Yes, a special thank you to GLCS with Nate Johnson, Brandon, for B Logistics Loyalty. And we would also like to give a thank you to My Guardian Doc. If you need some insurance, $27 a month for you to go ahead and get your entire family covered. And if you find yourself in a crunch and you need some legal help, we have Miss Sue in the building to be able to help all of you on the legal side. So to find out all the different things that we do and all the resources that we currently have available for you today, go to shetrucking.com and make sure to click the business directory so that you can see what's going on. We would like to thank everyone.
While we lean on our decades of proven industry knowledge and expertise, Canal is continually moving forward as a disruptor and innovator in the marketplace. We have developed Canal Test Drive with that same forward-thinking mindset. Our telematics-based pay-as-you-roll insurance product is pioneering the future of trucking insurance, one fleet at a time. We know that starting a new venture in the trucking industry is a complex process. That's why we offer Canal Test Drive, an innovative solution designed to help new commercial trucking operations simplify and manage their insurance cost based on actual miles driven, never for idle time. Let us take the guesswork out of your insurance costs with our simplified pay-as-you-roll approach.
Are back. Make sure to check us out on Mats and register so that we can see you guys at Mats. We for the 21st, March 21st through the 23rd in Louisville, Kentucky. We are going to be at booth 40652. We would love to see you. That's booth 40652. We also have this amazing guitar that we are raffling off for an option. Yes, from Ashley McBride. We have a beautiful signed autograph. So we want to give her a big shout out and thank you. This guitar is absolutely gorgeous. So make sure that you register so you can possibly win this real guitar. It plays, people. It's real. Okay, so make sure that you sign up. And thank you, Ashley, for being in support of the She Trucking Foundation. We are also currently accepting donations for the foundation, and we will be giving away our first edition of the She Trucking magazine at the Mats in honor of Women International Month at Mats. So make sure we are accepting donations. And this is how we're able to give it out for free for those of you who donate towards what we're doing. That's how we're able to give away for free. But we still need more donations. We still need more donations in order to be able to give away more at Mats. So if your heart is moved, then go ahead and let your fingers do the grooving by going to shetrucking.com or scan this QR code so that you will be able to be in support of. And we would love to give you a shout out and thank you for your wonderful contribution. On that note, you guys, thank you so much for everything that you have done. Thank you for all the ones who tuned in live and for all the ones who will be watching on the replay. A special thank you to our new brand ambassador, CDL Shorty, for taking some time to share some amazing tips and also share his love and heart that he has for the trucking and transportation industry. Thank you so much for being the best part of She Trucking Foundation. I am Dr. Tina J. Ramsey, one of the hosts of the She Trucking Podcast. I look forward to seeing you guys next time, same place. You guys check us out on all social media. We'll see you next time. Talk to you later. Bye.
Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights.